Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
2024 NFL Combine, Joe DeLeon, Ryan Roberts here with the Believe Network and the First Team, talking about the biggest winners, or not winners, just standouts. I hate using that word, by the way. The biggest standouts that we thought.
Why do you hate the winners terminology?
Nobody's winning the week. We already knew who was going to be a good athlete or not. But the guys who we thought that stood out the most from day two of the drills, which ends up being cornerbacks, the tight ends, and the safeties. I want to start us off here with the cornerbacks,
yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Quinyon Mitchell, who runs a 4.33, and at 6 foot, 195 pounds, the rest of his testing numbers, 38-inch vertical, 10-foot, 2-inch broad. Do you know he had 20 reps on the bench? 20 reps on the bench is what he ended up
surprised? Putting out. Am I surprised? I'm not surprised about that number. I mean,
you thought he was 20 reps on the bench strong?
I mean, if you would have told me 18 to 20, I would have been like,
turn
right,
yourself a
cool,
little bit.
Cool. All right, man, stop yelling at me. All right. Are we having, we're having a conversation.
Yes, we're having a conversation.
Oh, good. Where am I starting up again? You just
Quinyon
made
Quinyon Mitchell.
I mean, if you would have told me it was 18 to 20 reps, I would have believed you. I mean, I think one of the best parts of his game is the physicality and the strength profile that he brings. You know, playing, he didn't play a ton of press at Toledo, but he obviously is very willing in the run game, and he's very physical down the field on the stem and being able to work out of his pedal. So, it's a great number. It really is. But I would say this is that it's the exclamation point to what his draft process has been. You know, his 2023 film was fantastic. He went down the Mobile, killed it, was the best player probably arguably at the Senior Bowl, and then he came to the Combine and he checked every athletic box that you needed him to check.
Right. I think it's the exclamation point for me that really sums up the way that he's performed.
Sure.
Not only this weekend, but as you talked about the Senior Bowl, guy feels like a top 20 pick at this point, and
yes.
I feel very confident in saying that he is going to project to be a really good outside corner in the NFL. I want to bring up somebody who's gotten some recognition I've seen from just general Twitter buzz, but Max Melton,
yes,
the Rutgers cornerback, 5'11", 187 pounds. He runs a 4.39, which is a great number. I believe his brother was close to that.
His brother ran 4.36, I believe.
Okay,
his brother was fast.
Fast family coming out of Rutgers.
Yeah.
40.5-inch vertical, and then 11-foot, 4 inches on the broad. So
yes,
this is a crazy athlete. One who, because there's so many good, top-talented corners, doesn't get talked about a lot.
No.
But day two feels pretty good for a guy like this, maybe in the slot.
Yeah, one, you're super biased because we're talking about a New Jersey guy. I mean, first and foremost, but...
Well, I'm going to be really biased in a second with the guy I'm going to bring after this. You know who I'm going to bring up.
But yeah, if you've seen Max Melton, I remember we talked about this. I had a fourth round grade on him before this past season. Actually haven't gone back and regraded the 2023 film, so I'm not sure what his final grade will be. But he is that inside-outside corner that although he's played majority of the reps on the outside for the Scarlet Knights, like, he's a guy that the short area explosiveness, clearly he can play on the inside, but also he can play outside because his as far as his length, I think it was right around 32 inches, I believe was his arm length. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got the necessary length, the requisite, you know, just size profile as well to play outside, but then also he has that long speed. So he can play outside, he can play inside. He is where the NFL is going. The interchangeableness of being able to play outside and in, follow different body types from outside to inside of the slot, that's what Max Melton brings, and I think that he could play, he very well could be a top 100 pick when all said and done.
Speaking of bias, there's another guy I'm going to bring up after this.
Rhode Island guy?
We got no, Rhode not Island a Rhode Island guy. Okay. A guy who I was trolling you a little bit yesterday because he tested so well, and I've brought him up a million times. I'm talking about Daquan Hardy.
I think you're going to throw Kamari Lassiter in here somehow, but okay. Yeah.
Well, he only did the short short area stuff, so like, the short agility cone stuff, so like, yeah. I'm not going to be able to bring him up, although good athlete, like you claim that he's not
good,
but to talk specifically about Daquan Hardy, he's only 5'9", he's 179 pounds, only 30-inch arms, pretty small hands, 8 1/8 inches on his hands, but I think for a guy of his size profile,
yep,
on film,
yep,
I didn't know that this was somebody who was going to be a 4.38 athlete. I also didn't expect a 42.5-inch vertical.
It's
and
wild.
A 10-foot-6-inch broad. I thought he was a good athlete, but this, yeah, puts him really in that elite category, albeit on the smaller side.
Sure.
He is very explosive. He accelerates really quickly. I think on day three, and I'd argue that he's getting like 7th-round buzz right now, I'd take him somewhere in the 5th round for a guy who is going to feast in the slot and would probably be pretty good on special teams because you know he's going to get downfield pretty quickly.
Well, I think we're going to start seeing the valuation of the nickel position to start, yeah, to rise, and I think we already are seeing it. I mean, even Devin Witherspoon, who was a top 10 pick last year, ended up playing the majority of the reps inside it in the slot for Seattle this year. So he wasn't drafted to be the nickel in Seattle, but he was a player that versatility-wise was – that's where he fit, obviously, as a rookie. So I have not watched Daquan Hardy. I have not watched his film.
Okay.
I haven't done it.
I had to bring him up.
The numbers, and this is why this process is important, for two sides of it. For you, you just said that you didn't think that he was going to be that type of athlete. So make sure you stick to your guns on the evaluation.
Shut up.
Okay. Stick to your guns. And two, for a guy like me who has not watched Daquan super in-depth other than just watching broadcast at times, mm-hmm, I'm going to go back and watch the film because those athletic test numbers are historical, even at a smaller size.
A guy who we've seen play on the broadcast angle a ton, yes, us being you cover Notre Dame fan, Cam, yep, Hart, 6'3", 202 pounds, big frame, 33-inch arms. Mm-hmm. He ends up running a 4.5, which is a good number for him,
yeah,
39.5-inch vertical, 10-10 on the broad, 7.12, 3-cone, 4.24 on the 20-yard shuttle.
Which isn't bad, yeah.
I think for him, we just saw general smoothness in the drills. He was one of those guys whose numbers are strong,
yep,
but the drills is where he really flourished. I keep comparing him to James Bradbury, but he is similar to Quinyon Mitchell, just keeps checking all the boxes and keeps moving his way up.
I mean, the big thing about this week was always going to be medicals for Cam because he's had multiple shoulder injuries, so we're going to be asking ourselves that question as far as, you know, just what is the long-term outlook from just his medical perspective. But athletically, I don't think it takes a good scout to watch Notre Dame the past couple years and be like, hey, that number 5 is long, tall, and can run, right? Like, he can do all those things. I'll tell you what, though, Joe, like, 4.5 flat did not shock me at all. I actually had heard that he might be a 4.4 high guy, like 4.47, 4.48, but he still ran a really good solid time at 4.5 flat. But the other explosive numbers, I expect him to be a good jumper, but, like, he was a really good jumper, man.
Yeah,
like 10-10 broad is a great number for a kid his size. And somehow he went from 6'2 and 7/8 at the Senior Bowl to 6'3 flat. We say that all the time. But
got some clay on his heels.
He added 3 3/8 of an inch to his arm length.
Well, okay, the arm length thing, and this is a really nuanced conversation. We should have, yeah, talked to the two guys that we were talking to last night who do the training.
Sure.
I'm kind of kicking myself that we didn't do this. But there are ways to manipulate your arm length a little bit,
sure,
if you do,
sure,
the proper,
sure,
preparation for it. So you can get that, you know, that quarter of an inch, half an inch maybe, if you can really, really stretch it.
I mean, he went from 32 5/8 to 33 even. That's a
well, you're only
increase.
You're only talking about like a little over a quarter of an inch that you've got to add in there. Like, that's, if you do it the right way, my whole point is that you can get that rounded up to a good number.
Every inch matters, man.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Bettys. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Talking about the safeties, two guys I want to bring up. One tested really well in a particular category in an unexpected manner. The other one just really looked really good in the drills. Cole Bishop, the Utah overhang safety, 6'2", 206, T-Rex arms at 29 and 3/4 of an inch.
Too bad they couldn't measure, stretch his arms out, I guess.
Let's, in that line, if they did stretch his arms out, I kind of wonder if they're even shorter than that. They look pretty short on film. Not a super long guy, but I was expecting a 4'6 athlete. I thought that this was going to be a small sub-package linebacker because he's such a good tackler. He's very instinctive. He comes downhill very quickly. But, man, he ran a 4.45. That came out of nowhere. 39-inch vert and then 10.4 on the broad. This is one of those guys where you like the film.
Yeah.
And, again, we come to the combine. We're not going to immediately throw out the film and be like, this guy gets moved up to the top guy at his position. But I like the film. I had pause about the athleticism. And now that pause about the athleticism kind of doesn't get thrown away, but I'm a little bit less hung up on it. And I actually feel a little more confident in my evaluation of him that he could be a quality safety depending on what his role is.
He's going to be a fascinating evaluation because I would have guessed he was a 4.58 to 4.62 type of kid. But I did like the short area stuff. I thought he was a pretty explosive player in space, and I thought he was an explosive player as a tackler. But obviously the athleticism he showed here was definitely up a notch in terms of his, you know, his long speed. He plays a position that doesn't really matter in the NFL anymore. It doesn't really matter. But a 4.45 kid at 6'2", 210 plus pounds, you got to find a role for that, right? In some capacity.
Right, that's the point.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle Duggar is maybe a similar profile, like those types of guys. Jeremy Chin, like they kind of fit a similar role.
Right, that star backer type of a role that has kind of been carved out. Normally, you kind of look for more lanky guys like Marte Mapu, somebody who has the better length.
It's just so weird that Bishop's arms are so short, right? Like
that's the only thing. Where it's like, he's not a pass rusher, okay? He's a safety.
He's still gonna be playing out in space a ton, though, where like length does matter. I mean, 4.45 obviously maybe helps to overcompensate for that a little bit, but like,
I mean, it shows up on film a lot of times where he's, you know, the ball's coming in and he's extended and it's like, oh man, he's not anywhere near that football. So the arm length thing, that's one where kind of confirms where, didn't really think that was going to be a great number. Cam Kitchens, speaking of not having a great number.
Oh yeah.
What where did this come from that he runs a 4.65? This is tied for the slowest time for the safeties. Was not expecting that. 5'11", 203, 31 and a quarter inch arms, but his the rest of his testing numbers, 35 inch vertical, 9'2" on the broad, not like a great number.
No.
He, though,
actually a bad number.
Yeah, that's actually a bad number.
Yeah.
He, though, is somebody who, like, I feel not that worried about because you watched him during the drills and he was just super smooth. You watched the ball skills, the way that he went up and high pointed the football. I'm not worried about the numbers. I feel like I'm bringing him up more so just to kind of contextualize why it's not that big of a deal.
Well, look, man, the combine matters. Verifying measurables matter. But I would say this, I mean, quite simply, Joe, like, did you ever watch Cam Kitchens' film and be like, athleticism's a concern? Like, I never have once watched that. His range on the back end is tremendous. I mean, whether you're watching the Louisville game this past year or, I mean, he's had 11 interceptions over the last 2 years, and most of them are him playing center field free safety and ranging over to the sideline. So when we're talking about a gifted athlete on the field, that's what Cam Kitchens is. So at some point, you have to say, hey, I know that those numbers aren't great to verify this info, but if you went back and watched the film again, which is what I'm going to do next couple days, I'm going to go back and watch Cam to make sure that my eyes are seeing what my eyes saw originally, then you kind of just throw it out and you have to trust that maybe he's just a bad tester, which some guys are.
Yeah, it's not always the end of the world if these guys don't test super well.
We just did this with Kyle Hamilton 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, okay, but there's a
different.
I was going to bring up Kyle Hamilton, and then I'm like, well, he's 6'4", and
I would say this, though, Justin Simmons is one of the best free safeties in the NFL. He ran 4.62 as well, right? Like, there's context. Some guys, proactive, loose hips, getting to spots quickly, it outweighs just pure, raw, straight line speed.
Right.
So there's context to everything.
Two tight ends I want to bring up before we close out here.
Sure.
Theo Johnson. The tight end from Penn State. Yeah, very funny.
Whose RAS team is Theo Johnson on?
Yeah, you're just making
you
that
had
up.
Perfect I think head,
I
right?
dude, who did I had Jatavion Sanders, right? Man,
I think
I'm
did
getting,
okay. I think you did okay.
I don't want to hear it.
I kicked your butt in that one. Yep.
We're not talking about that right now. Theo Johnson, the tight end from Penn State, was another guy who's just been stacking events throughout this process.
Yep.
Has a really good Senior Bowl. We started to really see, once the ball was actually being thrown his way, the way that he was able to separate and play with really quick feet. 6'6", 259 pounds, 33-inch arms. He has a 4.57 40-yard dash, 39.5-inch vert, 10-foot, 5-inch broad, 7.15 on the three-cone, 4.19 on the 20-yard shuttle.
Which is good.
We knew that this was going to be an explosive athlete. I just think the biggest thing for me is just seeing him up close and personal. Looks the part. Like, this looks like a starting NFL tight end. I don't know how productive he'll be, but this feels like a guy who could create some pretty good production in the NFL.
For some context on that short shuttle, the 4.19, that is faster than what Cam Hart ran, who we were just lauding over being a great athlete as a corner, right?
Oh, so, God, context. Jeez.
Yeah, context, man. Theo was always a player that, one, Penn State did not use enough when he was on the field. Two, he had some injuries, so durability was a little bit of a question mark. But regardless, man, that kid is a long, good-looking athlete who did have his best season in 2023 and then had a really good Senior Bowl and then had a really good combine. It's a super cliche, and it's usually wrong, is that a guy could be a better NFL player than he was in college. It's usually very false. But I think Theo is one of those rare ones that could be a dude where you look back and say, wow, Penn State is just not using him enough, man, because he has a rare athletic traits to work with.
Well, so I'll bring this up. Could potentially happen.
Yeah.
If anyone starts to talk about, like, who's the Sam Laporta this year, there can be a parallel made. I'm agreeing with you that it's typically false when guys are better in the pros. It's usually not true.
I mean, Sam was good in college, though. Sam Laporta was really good.
Yeah, but his production wasn't crazy. So,
I mean, he had, Cade McNamara throwing him the ball. Who was the other bad Iowa quarterback? I can't remember that dude's name. Spencer Petras.
Oh, my. Okay, don't even get me started. Wait, Cade McNamara didn't throw the ball to Sam Laporta. He didn't get here until this past year.
It was all Spencer Petras, baby. All Spencer Petras.
So he could be a guy who, athletically, in a system that knows how to better utilize him. The offensive play calling was pretty wonky last year for Penn State, so there is tremendous upside there. Last guy to wrap us up here, Ben Sinnott.
Yes.
This is, if we had a superlative for the guy who has just completely outdone every thought and expectation physically, it has to be Ben Sinnott, because I thought that this was like a 6'2 guy. He comes in at 6'4. I thought that this
was 6'2.
Like, I didn't think he doesn't look super tall on film.
We have verified measurables on him, man. 6'4.
Well, you didn't share them with me. You're a gatekeeper. He had 250 pounds, 32 3/8-inch arms. Runs a 4.68, which is just gets the job done on the time.
Yep.
40-inch vert, which is phenomenal. Yes. 10'6" on the broad. 6.823 cone, which is a great number.
That's wild.
And then a 4.23. So this is somebody on film. You really see that change of direction ability.
Yeah.
You see some really good bend. Like, this flexible kid.
Yep.
I like Ben Sinnott, man. Ben Sinnott feels like tight end 4 for me if we're really figuring out these rankings after Jatavion Sanders and Theo Johnson.
There may not be a wilder number that anyone has posted so far, and that even includes Tyler Owens, who did a 12-2 in the broad jump, a 40-inch vert for a 250-plus-pound tight end. That's bonkers, man, especially a kid that was a former walk-on at Kansas State. Like, he wasn't like a high-level recruit. Yeah. He wasn't a highly regarded athlete. Literally, he was a dude that you looked at and said, you are just going to scrape the barrel, and then he ended up being a great player for them for like 3 years. So, yeah, man, it was a wild testing day for Ben Sinnott, and in a less than stellar tight end class, you need a couple of these guys that can potentially rise a little bit.
You want to know some even crazier context. So we've had defensive line and linebackers are not going to be crazy freaky on the short area stuff, but corners and safeties are supposed to test really well in those drills, right?
Yep.
The third highest three cone drill the whole week so far is Ben Sinnott at 6.82. He is tied with Ryan Watts, the corner / safety from Texas.
Yeah.
And Kamari Lasser, of course, is the most elite change of direction athlete at 6.62.
Yeah.
I'm really curious really quickly, where does he the 20-yard shuttle is not really that high, but three cone for context, that is an unreal number to put out there for a guy like that.
And that shows flexibility, which is on film, which is the most important thing, right? Yes. I think that 4.68 is a good number. You could have told me he was a 4.75 guy too, and I would have believed you. Like, I don't think he's incredible. Like, I don't think his long speed is incredible on film, but he is very smooth in and out of breaks, and he's a good route runner for Kansas State over the last couple of years. So, yeah, great day for Ben Sinnott, to say the least.
At Joe DeLeon, at Rising Draft, at Believe Network, folks, hit that follow button, hit that subscribe button. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to be back with more coverage. Probably not till Monday to wrap up the last. No. We're going to do it tomorrow.
We're going to do it tomorrow. What are you talking about, man?
Enjoy the rest of your week, folks.
Let's go.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.